Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I saw a beast rise up out of the sea with 7 heads and 10 horns. And on his horns he wore 10 crowns. And on each head was written a blasphemous name.
What aren't you telling me?
He'll kill and kill again.
I know you're not afraid of a little bit of dark. Because you are the dark.
What's up, guys? It's Katie Hettenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, ha-ha, goofy time. We get off topic, we spoil, we shoot the shit, and either way, it's about to get spooky.
Katie, I think your VCR is acting up.
Yes. Something's on fire.
We'll address that later.
We'll address that later. I think something went down. I think I put the... Yeah.
Yeah, your VCR just ripped a fat cloud.
Whoa, man. Ooh, it smells like... But I was about to say purple. It smells purple.
I'm sure it's fine to breathe in.
Yeah, I specifically just want it.
I used to feel like there's 10 times as much as there was a second ago.
Yeah, here's the thing is that the air is on, and then normally it's not. And when it is, what I've learned today is that the fog will go up, and then immediately will go back down.
We look like probably like we're in a dream on a soap opera. Different.
I don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
I don't want to be perceived.
I want a haze around me.
Oh, constantly, always. You're probably like, though, who the heck's this girl? Who the heck's this person?
Who the hell even?
Who the hell?
Who invited her?
get this girl out of here. Get this girl out of here. She is an amazing human. We've met each other once before this.
At least.
At a show.
Yeah.
And it was great. We both did fine. We definitely, it was not a hard audience at all. Hilarious comedian. Just overall amazing person. You can book her on shows. She's extremely bookable.
Imagine that.
She has comedy for all.
Well.
It's Kelly Farmer.
Hi. I'm Kelly Farmer. Yeah.
That's you.
You got that right.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God. Because your handle is...
You can't handle it.
Farter. And I was like, is that? And then I had to double check.
Well... Imagine flirting with someone and then wanting to connect, and you're like, they're like, oh, well, what's your Instagram?
And you're like, I'll just put myself in.
You're like, oh, it's a play on my name. I get a lot of accounts actually that fetishize farts.
Okay. I did a show.
Yes.
Sorry. I did a show. It was like an adult bingo show, and there was an OnlyFans creator who is famous for farting and selling them on OnlyFans. And I was like, so you're saying, I am thinking, oh, it's just video of me just absolutely ripping ass. No, it is a close-up of the fart leaving the butt. That is what they want.
Well, did you ever, speaking of horror, did you ever see the video Cake Farts?
No.
All right. Well, don't look into it. You should look into it. Yeah, it's a woman farting on a cake.
Oh, no. Icky. So anyways.
Just watched that before I came in.
That checks out. Like I was watching it on repeat, actually. Yeah.
Whenever I can get back to that, that'll be great.
I actually want to watch it right now. Could we actually, you know what? We're just going to stop the pod. It's just us talking, but it's muted and it's just cake farts is in the bag. I think it'll be good. So are you a horror fan?
I am. Yeah. Looking at the list there that you had sent me of things to choose from, I've seen a lot of them, and I'm a big fan of quite a few horror movies. I think probably my favorite is Hereditary.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And this one I really was excited for, that we're talking about long legs. Mm-hmm. And I think I like a nice, creepy, eerie movie.
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily love a slasher.
Okay. Yeah.
I do like Scream though. So it's like, fun. It's hard to pin down what my taste are. I like horror.
You know what? You like a little bit of everything. Yeah. You know, it depends on the mood.
Yeah.
You know, but what was the first movie, horror or not, to scare you?
Oh, yes. Mars Attacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Specifically Martin Short in it.
Is he in that?
He is.
Everyone's in that.
The cast is.
Stacked.
He's in it, right? Yeah, he's in it. Yeah. He's the one who falls in love with the lady, Aka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of that is terrifying to me. What really got me was, spoilers for Mars Attacks, I was 7.
Yeah.
And my mom was flipping through channels and I was like, oh, that looks interesting. It's like colorful. So we stop it on Mars Attacks. And Sarah Jessica Parker's character mm-hmm. gets abducted mm-hmm. and they remove her head and put it on her dog's body, Chihuahua. And that was like animated, like CGI, like,
yeah,
kind of looked goofy.
Yeah.
But what looked more real was they put her dog's head on her body mm-hmm. and that terrified me.
So Chihuahuas and
I don't
Sarah
think I've
Jessica
ever said
Parker.
That out loud. Well, no,
I'm so honored that you felt like this was a safe enough place.
So it still bugs me. I can't handle Mars Attacks. I wish I liked it because there's a lot of it.
Oh yeah, that's it's a good movie.
Appealing and
it's
fun and cool.
But I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's one of those that's like, iconic.
Yeah, I mean, although you know what didn't scare me is that I really enjoyed watching another alien movie, Signs.
I haven't seen Signs. Oh, I know.
It's really good.
I know. I've heard it's really good. I need to watch it.
And also, my favorite movie growing up as a kid was Return to Oz, which is arguably...
I heard it's terrifying.
It's pretty scary. It's not really for kids, honestly.
Yeah. And they're like, I love that movie. You've always been really mature for your age.
That's what men have always told me.
And how are you doing now?
Next question.
Anyways, so is it hot in here? Is it just me? So long legs.
Yes.
If you had to explain this movie to somebody who has never seen it before, how would you go about explaining this?
I was thinking about this on the way here. It borrows a lot from Silence of the Lambs. Mm-hmm. But it's like if Silence of the Lambs involved like the devil and Nicolas Cage. Yeah. And it's a good idea to go in blind.
Yeah.
Because everything that comes up in it is pretty shocking. And I didn't like that after it came out, a lot of people were kind of making fun of it.
Yeah.
Like Nicolas Cage's performance, especially.
Yeah.
Because it's chilling.
It is chilling. I mean, it is hilarious.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
But he's crazy.
He is.
And that's pretty. Could you imagine seeing that person just out?
I would leave the store. I would leave the wherever I was. I'd be like, no, I'm good.
I mean, we live in Los Angeles, so.
I feel like that's normal now, actually.
I've probably seen a few of those types, but No one quite like long legs.
Yeah. Also, his legs were not that long. And that's my...
Can we find out how tall Nicolas Cage is?
Yeah. How tall do we think he is?
I think he's got to be at least 6 feet tall.
Okay. How tall, Amber, how tall do you think he is?
6 feet exactly.
Wow. Wow. I was looking it up, but you got it. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty good at that. On a dating app, I can always tell when a guy is short before I see the height.
Yeah. I'm like, I can tell if you're... Yeah. I can tell. Me too.
So are his legs long? I guess.
Yeah. I just... If you're called long legs, I expect your legs. If something spider related. And there was nothing spider related.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get daddy long legs, they're not technically spiders. Okay, shut up. And they are, kind of.
Shut up.
And I say that all the time. But they're technically not spiders, but I don't know what they are.
They're creepy crawly.
I'm going to smush them either way out of my apartment. Get out. Same with good old...
Get
Nick.
Those long legs.
Get those long legs
on
hey,
out of
move
here.
Move those long
hey,
legs out of
stretch
here.
Stretch those little little long legs.
Can you imagine meeting long legs in real life, and then you saying that to him?
Hey.
Hey, you.
Oh my God! Wait, the way that we just got a little flamboyant there.
Yes.
That reminds me of my first note on the movie.
Oh my
can
God!
I
yes.
Mention
Tell me.
That?
Tell me your first note. You were so excited
I can probably
to share.
Just say what it. Is before even reading it. Yeah. A gay man runs the psych hospital.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing.
It's not a bad
it's
thing.
It's not a bad thing.
But you just wanted to, that was important to write down.
I had remembered most of the movie. I saw it in theaters when it first came out. And then I just rewatched it last night. I remembered most of this movie. But I did not remember the man that runs the psych hospital and just how gay they wanted him to be.
Osgood Perkins, when he was casting and writing this, he was like, we could have somebody just be straight, but what if it made him gay? Or what if that was a character choice by the actor?
So he's like,
I just feel like, really feel like my character's gay.
In this 1 minute scene, I can tell my character's gay. No, it was great. And then the way that she, Lee asks, like, do you guys check IDs? And he goes, now that would be a great idea.
Yes.
But we don't. It's not something we require. I sound almost like Samantha from Sex and the City because that's what that man sounds like.
Yeah. when you were saying that, I kind of was like, who? I can't even picture that. And then as soon as you said that line, that it popped
yes.
in my head. And
I think he's even wearing like a pink plaid suit, which... It's just fun. I like that.
That's fun. That's fun. And this movie, if anything, is
it's laugh out loud
fun.
Funny.
Screams fun. When this movie first came out, everyone's like, it's the most terrifying film ever made. And I was really looking forward to that because I don't get scared easily. It
sure.
takes a lot to scare me. I am numb. I'm perpetually numb. So I parked 5 blocks away from the theater. I went to a 11 p.m. showing at
the bring it on.
Vista by myself.
Yeah.
I wore headphones because I like to do spooky music to and from my car because I was like, I'm going to be scared going to sleep tonight. I want this. And I skipped to my car at the end. And I was like, God damn it. Not again. And I... understand now why, because it's in the marketing if it says it's the scariest movie ever made, it probably is not. But it's also when it has such a large theatrical release, those movies are not often the scariest ever made because they would not have a large theatrical release.
Right.
The scariest ones ever made are going to be the weird indie films that are
underground.
Yes.
They're video nasties, as
yes.
they were once called.
Yeah, that would be probably the scarier films
yeah.
that where you're going to get the more, terrifying stuff. But this is made for a bigger audience to indulge.
Yeah.
So it's harder, But the first half had me.
I feel like... And I felt this way also in seeing, what is it, The Monkey?
Yeah.
So Osgood Perkins... I think that guy's great. I listened to a lot of interviews with him after seeing Long Legs, and I just wanted to hear more about his thought process and everything he had to say. And I think he's definitely an idea guy.
Yeah.
Great idea guy.
So many ideas.
But that third act, mm-hmm. when I came out of the theater, I was like, it really fell off for me.
Yeah.
But in watching it the second time, I was like, I don't really know where else this could go.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out, like, if we just tweaked this, maybe it would be better. Or,
yeah.
But.
I didn't care much for Osgood. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he's still cool. I just didn't, like, research and, like, look more into, like, his interviews.
You didn't
and
become
stuff.
A fangirl, right?
Yeah, like yeah. Me. Like you, yeah, yeah.
You're not under this. I'm wearing it. I love Osgood Perkins' shirt.
But it's only him from Legally Blonde.
Yeah, in a really tight sweater vest.
He's just doing that face. I went to a screening of The Monkey where he did a Q&A, and I just was like, oh, you're weird as shit.
He's
and
a
I
weirdo.
Said this with so much confidence. Yeah. Like, but I cannot expect any of your movies to actually make sense. I need to go in for the experience. And that's after seeing The Monkey, I was like, okay, I can now appreciate your movies more. And then what was the Keeper or something, the last movie he did?
I haven't seen that yet.
That one was weird.
I want to see it.
It
really
has some all three movies have some spooky, terrifying moments. And then it gets silly. But it's like, I think that's what he's good at.
Yeah, I would like to see him make like a dark comedy.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's probably where his talents really lie.
Yeah, he would thrive there.
But I also like think he, I don't know who's doing the direct, like who the director of photography is for this movie, but it looks beautiful.
It's stunning.
I want all horror movies to look like this one.
It was beautiful. And especially the change in aspect
ratio. Nope. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which I, so this is another thing that I have. I think. The reveal of Long Legs makes me mad because I feel like the reveal should be in the middle of the movie when you see him at the police station. Because I think what would have been really cool is if in the flashbacks, in the film, you know, mm-hmm. mode, if because she's short, if you only saw his torso down and every time she's remembering something,
yeah.
you get just a little bit higher on the shot. And then eventually you're here, so you see the bottom half of his face. So when they're, like, in the store, maybe you see, like, the back of his head or something. Mm-hmm. But you don't see his face. Or, yeah. like, how he only shows, you know, this part.
Yeah.
Or whatever when he's doing the cuckoo. I think it would just hit different. So then when you see his full face, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I remember the first time seeing it, I was like, oh, well, there he is.
It's like, wow, he just put on a lot of white makeup.
Or like if you only saw his face like for the first time in that on the TV when mm-hmm. they're watching the first like bit of interrogation at the police station.
Would have been.
Yeah.
Would have been good. But again, the movie overall is like. The opening act is fucking terrifying. And that's when I was like, oh, I'm strapping in.
Yeah.
Like having. Lee's partner shot and her being like, no, I think Longlegs is in that house. And he's like, how do you know? She's like, I just know because yeah. the weird mist in my brain knows. Mm-hmm. And, and it's also funny. Amber, my producer right now has not seen Longlegs. And I think you're going to be just fine. Or not. I don't know if we're spoiling anything because it doesn't make any fucking sense. We're going to just say, but her partner gets shot. Like almost instantly, and that her trying to go through the house to find
yeah.
Longlegs. Oh, I remember being like, oh, we're in it now. I have anxiety for her. Oh my God, we're fucking in it. Let's go.
Right away, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in the theater, I was with a friend, and I don't remember like even flinching at him getting shot. I feel like I saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend was like, oh, fuck. And I remember also thinking like, oh, what a pussy.
Coward.
But that is a good chuck. And
yeah,
that whole sequence is great. And then the FBI has believes in psychics. And so then they're testing her psychic abilities.
Sure. Why at this rate? Sure. Why not? Sure.
Sure. I also like that this movie kind of it takes place in the 90s, but it feels like the 70s.
Yeah. I mean, it's the trends of.
Yeah.
20 years. I mean, like the early 2000s. What was that? That was like the.
Probably like the 80s again. Like, the 80s was just doing the 50s.
Yeah, it's always, and then, yeah. Yeah. So, I think that's, but the, I also just think it's interesting that Lee, she's like, I live alone. In the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
In a cabin by myself.
How?
I have no blinds. I'm a lady. I leave all my lights on.
I don't really. I love that cabin.
Oh, it's amazing. But also, hey,
it's
girl.
So beautiful. But like, and also, how does she have that cabin?
Yeah. What kind of FBI salary is she?
Just entered the force.
Yeah.
She's like fresh out of the academy.
And. Yeah, what, I mean, was it like her dad's money because her dad's not in the picture type of thing?
I don't even know.
Good on her, but like, goddamn.
Osgood Perkins also loves a nice house.
Which, understandable.
In The Monkey, the house that they live in.
Yeah.
I feel like the saddest part of that movie is when they move out of that house.
Yeah, the Keeper. I think it's called The Keeper.
Oh, yeah.
They also are in a very, very nice house. But, yeah, no. And... just her being like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, call my mom and whatever. And, you know, she's all sad and meh. And, you know, they have a weird relationship. And just how she speaks to her mom. I understand that's also probably someone's reality.
It's mine.
It is. Okay. I was like, girl, you don't have to call her if you're gonna pull teeth talking to her.
Yeah. What are you doing in the house that you're letting the phone ring so long? Something I've said to my mom.
All the time. And I know this about you.
No, my mom doesn't actually answer the phone. And I did while watching it, I was like, this sounds like me and my mom when she answers. Except, no, it doesn't. Because when she picks up the phone, she's always somehow at Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh.
Without fail. I'm having like the worst day of my life. I'm calling her to like, try to get comfort from my mom, and yeah. I just hear like children on a roller coaster screaming. And she's like, I'm at the Boysenberry Festival. I'll call you back later. Never calls me back.
She's like, I'm alone. she's gonna have a year long pass? Yes. Fuck yeah.
Of course. Of course she does. Katie.
Good for her. Man, you know what? It's her first time being a human too. And you're gonna do it.
That's what
If you're gonna do it, do it at Knott's Berry.
She's just living through her 50s.
You can't have problems at Knott's Berry, you know?
Not with Snoopy around.
You can't be like, Snoopy, I'm having this issue with my relationship. And he's just like, gives you a big hug. And you're like, I guess I was well. Like, I'm okay now.
Like, how do I mend the relationship with my daughter? A hug from Snoopy.
That's, and you're like, you know what? You're right. Yeah. I'll call
Meanwhile, not answering my call. Well, my second note was just Long Legs singing, which you already did. Oh, they mentioned that Long Legs, when they bring him into the police station, I wanted to say this.
Yeah.
They say that the notebooks are heavily satanic. And that was the name of my band in high school.
Heavily satanic? You were in a band?
No.
Oh.
Check.
Did I set you up for that one? That was good.
They also give Carter is like the detective that she's following around.
Correct.
They give his partner, like the woman that's with him, all of the worst lines.
Yeah. And she also, she's the one who gets shot in the head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which weird move for her. Okay, spoilers. Lee's mom shoots her in the head, but then goes around to the other side of the car, shoots her again.
It's like, bitch, she's dead. We just want to make sure for the devil, you know?
Yeah, and anything for the devil.
Anything on the devil. I think where the movie loses me is the ending where it's too much stuff, not enough space bags type thing.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, hey, sometimes less is more. And I think it would have been terrifying if it was just a man who thought he was talking to the devil, who's just really good at talking to people, and he's convincing them to kill their families. And I think that is terrifying. The fact that we're like, now we're going to add dolls, and they're going to have orbs, and the orbs are going to have some mist. And also, her mom, okay.
Is involved.
is involved and is it?
And then also is a Satanist, has become seduced by the devil.
Is that why? Is your mom?
Is that why my mom won't answer my calls? Is that she's delivering dolls to people's houses dressed up like a nun? This is serious. And telling them to kill their families. Telling the fathers to kill their families. Mm-hmm. So that the man living under her home won't kill me. Is that what it is, Katie?
We gotta end this right now, guys.
I gotta call my mom, except, oh, wait.
She's at Knott's Berry. Knott's Berry cage. Has anybody seen the cage recently? What is he up to?
I do want to say I love the character design for Long Legs. Because usually a villain is, like, dark.
And he is as white as they could be.
It's like you dumped a bag of flour on that man.
Yeah. He, honestly, why is he kind of giving Miss Piggy? But like an insult to Miss Piggy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he looks like a bleached Miss Piggy.
Yes. Like if you were like, oh, I have a Miss Piggy stuffed animal. She's dirty. Mm-hmm. And then you actually put bleach in there. And then she would not be happy.
It's like, oh my God, Long Legs. I mean, I like also that you don't know like what is plastic surgery and what isn't.
Yeah.
I like he's mysterious.
He's so his face is so it almost also feels like Play-Doh. Like you know when kids like do.
Yeah.
Like it feels like that, and I don't. Anyways, get on with it.
something. I'll get on with it. Something Osgood Perkins said in an interview was that like. He just had this idea for a guy who was like into, you know, rock music. And then one day he's like strumming on his guitar and just through the speakers, he hears Satan. I was like, that's dope.
Yeah. I don't know if that's him, though.
I don't know if that is him. Because he's got guitars. He's got like good music playing.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't. Yeah. I do wish it was only Long Legs.
He doesn't seem very metal. He seems more like a therapist.
What? Katie, what is your therapist like?
It's so funny to think I have one. No, but like his like outfit. Isn't it? What is he wearing? I don't know. What is he
wearing? He's wearing
I don't know. I'm going to pull him.
He's got a pretty like 80s getup. Legs. It's like pale jeans, white jacket. Rolled around in flour.
No, he looks like a substitute teacher.
So.
That's giving substitute teacher.
That is someone that you would have walk into a class. They're just like, I'm going to be teaching you today.
And you're like, okay. You're like,
oh. As a kid, you just have to accept that.
Okay. You're like, fuck, how many days till Mrs. Jensen's back?
Did you ever have a crazy substitute teacher? Because I can remember one.
Yes. I'm going to name drop him. Should I do that? No, I shouldn't. Maybe.
I think you...
I'll say Mr. I'll call him... This is not his real name, but it's similar. Mr. Booterman. Booterman.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. This fucker. Sixth grade, my favorite science teacher, my homeroom teacher, he got fired probably because he wanted to get fired because he was near retirement. But he was a man of science, and some idiot kid said, what happens when you put two goldfish and alcohol? And he showed them, and he got fired because of that. He was literally the best teacher I've ever had, and I had him for literally 4 months. And it was so, he was so funny, had so many stories. It was amazing. But yeah, that was bad.
But you're a fan of this guy?
No, that was my teacher. That was Mr. Wiley.
Oh.
Before Mr. Booterman. Mr. Booterman comes in, and he looks like,
You know the guy from SpongeBob? Have you seen SpongeBob?
Oh, have I seen SpongeBob?
Yeah. Oh, still no pickles. That guy? He looks like
Bubble Bass.
Bubble Bass. He looks like fucking Bubble Bass. He's got a big old mole on his head. And I drew him in a notebook that I still have. And I found it. I drew him as a hedgehog with a giant mole. And my friends and I thought it was the funniest shit ever. He was just a really bad. He was not a nice person. He would always just be super mean to my friends and I. And I was like, I literally am quiet as hell in this class. What are you? Why are you picking on me? Anyways, that's my substitute story. I think there's probably a better one. I had a lot of good substitutes, though.
I'm surprised you remember, like, many of them. Yeah. Or, like, what their name... You remember that guy's real name.
Oh, yeah, because he was
memorable. And you had him for a while, I guess.
Oh, yeah, a full year. Like, it was... Oh, he took over as long-term sub.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was awful.
I had one lady one time. The most memorable sub. She... Isn't it crazy that you can get hired as a substitute teacher based on nothing at all?
You know, you and I.
We could be substitute teachers.
We could do that. Thank God, you know, that we're not. I mean, we could.
We totally could. And I do have a friend that just got hired as a child psychiatrist, and she has no certification at all whatsoever.
That's not going to do any trauma at all. But yeah, go ahead.
I'm really excited to hear stories about that. She's a good friend of mine. But...
But not breaking HIPAA.
No, not breaking HIPAA. Just like, I want to hear the stuff that she's saying.
Yes.
I had one sub who came in and was, I don't remember how it came up, but she started talking to us about abortion.
Sure.
We were like 10.
Okay. She's 10, like, 11. She's like, this is going to happen to you right now.
She's like, yeah. So in the next couple of years, you guys are going to have to deal with this. And she got so, like, I don't want to get too gruesome about the process of abortion, but... Even as a kid, I was like, lady, what the fuck are you saying to us?
Yeah.
She was like, they've got to, this is where it gets gross, they've got to, like, scramble the baby's brains. I'm like, I wonder where she is now. Maybe she's dead.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, I did find a Mr. Buderman on the, I'm gonna mix up the words so that I don't stutter, the Book of the Face. You get it. But not you. And I found him and I was like, oh my God, you got married. You have children. The fuck? Who would want to procreate with you? I'm sure he's actually a really nice guy. Sixth grade, I was like, you're a monster. And I hope you get hit by a bus. I don't. I genuinely wish him well. I actually don't care about you at all. So I love you, Chloe.
Well, and I bet that lady had an abortion and just felt weird about it. And then
she had to share. She had to share. She's an oversharer.
She's like, when I had an abortion, they scrambled its brains. What?
You're like, we're 10. What do you mean?
And I don't think anyone said anything about that because we were like 10, you know, probably within the next like 20 minutes, we all just like went off and did our own thing.
But you were sitting there dwelling on that. Like,
why would she say that? I may have been the only one to say anything. I went to my dad later and was like, this substitute teacher was talking to us about abortion, and he didn't do anything about it, but he was like, that's not usually true.
Yeah, that is not always how it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I want you to connect abortions to long legs.
To long legs.
Where you said go.
Right. Now... A lot of very late-term abortions happen in this movie, you know, when the daughters are, like, about 9. Let's call it that.
Yeah.
Because they're murdered by their dads.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and so Lee's mom has been doing this to keep her alive, mm-hmm. but then also has fallen for Satan. Hail Satan, as she says at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
That's just all such a bummer, and I really wish that only the first two acts were this movie.
Yeah. I think where the movie ends in my head is, again, at the cabin when Longlegs is, like, in the house.
Yeah. So that's pretty early.
That's where I was like, I love this. And then after that, I was like, I don't know if I like this anymore. And it's just everything. It's just...
I don't know. I thought it was going to be something else, and it was. I think it was portrayed as something else in all the trailers. And this is why I really try not to watch trailers because they just ruin everything. Same. It is a completely different movie, but these second time around, because I haven't seen it since it was in theaters, I think I appreciated it more. But yeah. I still was like, do you remember that one time when the mom shot Carter's partners in the head?
And the lady cop. That's what I called her in my notes.
Lady cop. That makes sense. And then Lee's like chasing her mom. She's like, oh my God, where did she go? And then Lee's mom is just squaring up a doll dressed as younger Lee. And Lee's like, Mom, don't shoot. Wait, what are you doing? She's like, don't shoot. That's a doll.
Because we can't even tell that it's a doll just yet.
Yeah.
Because it does look like just a little girl standing there.
Yeah.
But and I don't know why she shot the doll.
So from what I've taken a wild guess, the internet will tell me if I'm wrong because they love to do that. Please do. Is that allegedly the orb?
Yeah, the little metal brain orb thing,
which is similar to your bracelet. I was gonna say.
I tried to dress on theme.
I like this. Great, the splatter because of the brains. I love that.
Sure, or like red. There's a lot of red.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the orb has the dark matter energy of the devil, and Longlegs is linked to that. And they put them in dolls for Lee's mom to give to other people. And Lee has had this doll in her basement hidden away.
Yeah.
Because she got it for her birthday.
And so whatever that doll was doing, whatever the other dolls were doing, this is so funny. Just us trying to figure it out. whatever those other dolls were doing to the families is maybe what was happening to Lee's mom.
Yeah, type of thing. Or I think even Lee's mom was trying to protect her daughter so much that she was like, I'm willing to do anything for you. Anything. Even like killing people to make sure you stay safe. That was the deal I made with the devil, was to not touch you because Lee doesn't remember all of this stuff until, you know, she has the Lee's mom pew-pews the doll's head, and then black mist comes out of...
Much like the VCR.
Exactly.
So did Osgood Perkins also write this? He did, right?
I think so, yeah. Let me double check.
I feel like, you know how people say... Or at least I feel this way, and I think some other people feel this way. Emerald Fennell should just make music videos.
Yes.
I think Osgood Perkins should just do elevator pitches and direct.
Short films.
Yes.
I think he'd make a fire short film.
And maybe he has.
Maybe he has, and he should. I mean, what can we expect from the son of Anthony Perkins?
And Anthony Perkins, and who's his mom?
You?
She's also famous.
Is she?
Yeah. Look it up. It's like a real power couple when I found that out.
Osgood Perkins.
And speaking of nepotism, Osgood Perkins' daughter is actually in this.
Yes, she's the store clerk.
Yeah. Who and she yells, Dad, that gross guy's back again. Which is funny. Perkins. Then we don't see Osgood Perkins walk in.
Mother.
Because he's behind the camera.
Berninson? Do you know who that is?
All right, never mind.
Yeah, I was like,
maybe I just Googled her and thought she was hot.
You're like, she's famous. She must be famous. She must be famous. She must be famous. Or she should be. I'll make her famous, damn it. I'll make her famous. What other stuff you got on there?
That was
I'm looking at mine.
That was mostly...
I wanted to slap her mom the whole time.
Yeah, no, her mom's annoying.
Yeah, moms and Satan. I don't think they go together. Hot take.
Played very well. though.
It did. She, I mean, she needed to be a piece of shit, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wrote down Long Legs singing, but the part that, yes, he's singing in the car.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of people think is funny. But when he's, when he starts singing at Lee's mom.
Yeah, what is he singing?
Yeah. He's like, let me in now, yeah, and it can be nice. It's like, make me go now, and I'll have to come back, not once, not twice, but as many times as I like. And that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
The way that they, the sound design also like takes off, it sounds, it's great.
And you're like,
I was like, can I just get like an hour 40 of that?
Yeah. That would be, yeah. That would be,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm really good at podcasts.
You are.
No, thank you for reminding me to respond and not just say, yeah. No, yeah. Where my brain went was Carter's daughter when he's like, oh, yeah, you're going to be, you know, you're going to come meet my family. And Lee goes, do I have to?
Yeah.
And he kind of forces meeting her family.
Yeah, you have to.
And then, yeah, you do. And he brings her inside. And the daughter is immediately like, do you want to see my room? And she's like, okay.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It's just the most awkward, like, Lee, I don't know if that was the actress's choice to play her like this or if that was, you know, the original intent. She is so socially...
Well, she's definitely
awkward and like isolated.
She's got autism.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Wanted to.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And well, I remember when I saw it in theaters when she invites, Carter's daughter invites Lee to her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Then Lee just goes, I'll be there. People laughed.
Yeah,
that was funny.
It was, because she also took so long to answer.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, sure, yeah. What did she she asked something in the room. I don't remember.
She's like, what is it like,
the trophy, something about the trophies.
Oh yeah, where one of the trophies is missing its head. And she's like, I don't know what happened to it. And then Lee says, and this is also like a little, not great. Second watch, I'm like, oh, okay. But
yeah.
She goes, I guess that's just my job, finding things, I mean. Like, okay.
And you're like, she's...
Surely.
She's 10. She doesn't give a fuck. She's upset that there's still a canopy in her room, which honestly, I want a canopy in my room.
I like that Lee asks, so do you like go in there? She's so awkward. But it's also if you think about it like this.
Yeah.
Lee's awkward already.
Yeah, yeah.
But then on her first day,
someone gets shot. Her partner gets shot.
Yeah.
She's probably very traumatized.
Oh yeah.
And
then the FBI is like, you're a psychic.
You're a psychic, and also here's a child.
And here's a we're gonna put you on the serial murder case.
And you're going to become obsessed with it, and you're going to sleep on the floor of this giant office, which I don't know why it was just the shot of, I was just her in the middle, and I was like, there's so much floor space.
I think
she's
that was,
drowning in that floor.
She is drowning on the floor. Right. And isn't the carpet like red?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
I see the visuals in this are great. And then I also just remembered that I don't know how many of them there are, but there are several silhouettes of the devil in the corner. Did you ever see that, Katie?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
I noticed that right away. When she's investigating in that that empty room office thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a big stack of chairs, but then like it cuts back to the wide and you see
the devil. Oh, the devil. I gotta go back and watch.
Just like a big horned devil. Yeah. And there, lots any time. There's a lot of darkness in this movie, which I think is what scared me the most because I am afraid of the dark.
Okay, me too.
Number one fear, and people will say that that is irrational.
Okay, there's a movie that terrifies me, and it's I know it's a silly movie to say, but the movie Lights Out, because it's not the dark itself. It's what's in the dark that freaks me out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's scary because you don't know what's in the dark.
Yeah. Or if there is something, in, like, if there's something there, and you're just like.
I have a nightlight.
I do too. Is yours a fun thing?
Yeah.
Is it just, what is, mine is too. What is yours?
Mine is a rainbow.
Mine's a dinosaur.
Yeah. So even girls that like horror,
I
get scared sometimes.
Yeah. I also, if I have to go pee pee, I can see.
No, I, yeah.
that's huge because my room is very dark.
That's a big one for Katie.
That's a big one for Katie. If I have to go TT at night.
She can't find her way. She's going to stay in the bed.
I'm going to pee myself. As a kid, I would go ask my parents permission to use the bathroom. Because I thought I saw that at school.
And you thought that that carried over.
Yeah.
You're like,
I'm a woman of rules.
You're like, all authority figures have authority over my bladder.
Correct. And I was, my dad just one time went, just fucking go to the bathroom. And sometimes I would feel so bad because I knew waking them up when they'd yell at me. So I would just pee myself because I would feel so bad.
Katie. So I've learned a lot because I did listen, like I said, to the Hereditary episode where you and Cameron talked about like serial killer traits from your childhood. And you were like, I used to chase my brother around with knives. So I'm now my image of you
is
you've got knives and you're peeing. You're like, can I go to the restroom?
To be fair, and I know that my brother will eventually watch this episode and he will correct me because he did on Cameron's episode. I said 12 years is our age gap and it's actually 11 and a half. And I was like, Scott.
Okay. Scott.
I was like, I get it. 11 and a half is funnier, but I get it. it was funnier. But the knives was only like maybe like a year of my life.
That's a long time to be doing that.
It is. But also don't put the knives within.
No. Reach. You're like that kid in that little vine. It's like, what have you got?
A knife. No.
Yeah. That was Katie for a year.
And that was my favorite.
With piss. Saying, where is my nightlight?
Oh, man.
That's great.
I'm going to cut all of this out. I'm going to cut all my... I'm going to cut the whole podcast. I think I'm going to cancel myself.
We'll do an apology right now. Do it all in one foul swoop.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
So, yeah, and you can see a lot of devils in the... corners of shots where it's really dark and shadowy, and that was cool just to have like a constant presence looming is great.
Even if it's in like it's like The Haunting of Hill House where there's like
a bunch of ghosts.
I think there's I don't know how many, but every shot there's at least one ghost and you're like, what do you mean I didn't see any ghosts? You're like, no, but they're there. And you're like, oh, I hate that.
Because like in, I don't want to keep harkening back to it, but in Hereditary, they deal a lot with like darkness and stillness that I feel like not enough horror movies do. They don't utilize stillness and mystery. And there is some of that in Long Legs. I appreciate that.
I mean, it is like what you said with it being similar to Sons of the Lambs, there is that crime element and the true crime of, you know, the FBI being linked in there. And then they start to get to, like, the devil and dolls and paranormal and mist and slasher and splatter and I don't know. And then there was a little bit of gore with, there's a copy of Fangoria that has the big kill with the mom's face. That's like all disgusting and gross and like flies everywhere. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't bring that. I didn't think about that. But it's horrifying. And I think the cop out of this movie was killing Longlegs so fast. And the way that I'm sorry, you're telling me that this, this substitute teacher looking ass is so strong that he can just slam his face into a metal table.
Can you really, like...
In five hits and completely dismember his face and kill himself?
Hey, if you've got the devil on your side, you can do anything.
I guess, but what's with that tape? I just... What's here? Am I? What's with the table?
That substitute teacher is going to teach you a lesson about the devil. And yes, that you that the human head isn't no match
for any object. For example, this table. This table. Observe.
Yeah, I don't.
He's a man of science.
I feel like yeah, you would have. Wouldn't you just like instinctively stop before you die? I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's a movie, and you know he's got the devil, and he's the one
from the Bible.
Exactly. Wait. Mm-hmm. What?
That one.
Period. The one girl in the movie who is a psych patient.
Yeah.
And
being guarded by the gay man.
Being guarded by the gay man. And she. First of all, she's Sabrina, the teenage witch.
Yeah, she is.
And she's in a bunch of other stuff too. She's awesome. But I just...
Kiernan Shipka.
Thank you for saying your last name because I wasn't going to be able to. That's a stutterer's worst nightmare.
Shipka.
That last... Shipka. No, I got it. Okay. I got it. I think it just reads...
Katie, you can do anything and you don't even have the devil on your side.
That's why... That's why I stutter. I go to church and it's bad.
Right.
It's bad. Where's I going though? No, I just like that. She's like, I could jump off a cliff right now. I might do it tonight. I just thought that was silly. There's her that whole interaction. I just felt, I don't know. She did a great job. I know she was dealing with whatever dialogue was giving to her and whatever direction.
That scene didn't need to be in it.
It didn't. It didn't really serve much for me.
Although knowing what happens at the end of it in the second viewing, she's like, oh, I think I've seen you before. Mm-hmm. She's like, I've never met you before, to Lee. She's like, well, someone that looks like you. Mm. So, yeah, Lee's mom
and or long legs. And she's like, you look
beat.
You look beat as fuck, girl. You look like you got doused with some flour. Chill on the baby powder. My God. You're chafing that much? Chill, dog. Chill. Are you a gymnast?
Keep it on the hands and the bars.
Are you full bodied? What are you doing? That's all I got. I only had three. I think that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's
okay,
fine.
Cool.
It's good.
I'll clip it.
You were saying earlier just how many different horror tropes were in this. Is like true crime and the FBI investigation and serial murder and the devil and and dolls and it's kind of almost it's like too much.
Yeah, the space bags, too much stuff, not enough space.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a bad movie, but I do think it is. Would have benefited by just going a little bit more simple.
Yeah.
With, or just taking, honestly, I think if you took either the dolls or the evil mist, you take either of those out.
Just the evil mist could be taken out and you'd feel okay about it?
I think so, yeah. I know the doll part is where you lose me because I was like, why do we need the doll? I mean, the whole mom thing I didn't need either, but I guess... She had the bad relationship with her mom, so she can't really save her mom.
Oh, yeah. Then you also, there is also the whole like horror of like the maternal
that
relationship.
And, I mean, she feels maternal for Carter's daughter in the end when his daughter's like, I love this doll. This doll's my best friend. I love her so much.
That I just met.
I love this doll.
That was a bummer, too, that Carter, dies. And also there was like a running thing where they like would say things in a plural when it's actually singular, which Lee says outright, like it's the book of Revelation, not Revelations. It's singular, not plural. Mm-hmm. And at the end, when I first saw this, Carter says cakes, gotta cut up the cakes, not cake.
Because it's probably, well, it's also her birthday, isn't it? Is it also?
Are there multiple Lee's cakes birthday? Because of the? But see, his wife says cake. And are you going to go cut up the cake? And he's like, of course I'm going to go cut up the cakes. And he's like pissed already because he's possessed by the devil. Or whatever.
Is she the cake?
I think it's that.
The human is cake?
It's that his wife and his daughter is, is cake? A cake.
Is it cake?
No, it's cakes.
Cakes because she's made out of cake.
Because I think she's.
He's going to find out.
I think he means to say like.
Is yeah. Is Mikey Day.
Are you going to cry?
Is Mikey Day going to cry?
The glitter on your eyes made it look like
started,
you were
going to. I started and it was great. I was like, let me see how far I can go with this.
Katie can act.
Thank you. And scene.
This was all an act. This isn't really a podcast.
I don't have a stutter. Got you, idiots. Ha ha ha.
I do have a stutter. It's really bad, actually. And people not believing people is actually a real thing. So, believe people. Thank you. Believe women. Cakes. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
So, I need to go.
I mean, maybe I'm just nitpicking, but.
I mean, it could be something. I think we need to watch it a third time and then come back. And I'll tell you about the devils in the corner and also pay attention to the plural. I'll keep a track.
Yeah, look for the plurals look for the devil. I mean, overall, I do really like this movie for the aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could watch it again for the first time because it was so exciting in the beginning and middle.
And then the end. Was something. And the Hail Satan at the end. And you're just like, he's dead.
Did you also notice she... Lee's mom had like one of those like squiggly knives. Did you notice that?
No.
Okay, look back for the devil. The plural and then the squiggly knife. I was like, what is this?
What is that for? Who is that for?
Why?
That seems like a lot of work. What is she cutting?
Oh, she's gonna like stab Lee? Carter's daughter or maybe.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
I look for that knife. Man, that's...
You could use one right in here. I think that would really pull the room together.
You know what? I think, right there. I mean, every horror fan that's at a con has some type of, like, knife or sword. So I feel like I need to get on that.
On them?
Yeah.
These cons don't have great like security. No. There's no metal detector. They're bringing knives in.
You literally, I'm not kidding. Have you been to a con?
Katie
before?
Said she used to carry a knife
until it's taken away. Have you been to like a Comic Con before?
I used to go to WonderCon.
Okay, so they take away all of the prop weapons at the gate, and then inside they're selling you swords.
Oh, right.
And you're just like,
and they're like with blade, like full on real blades.
And just saying, go ahead. What do you mean? These are like, hey, I call it like I see it. And I did a show at Comic Con 2 years ago, and I was like, guys, this is the most school shooter room ever. What are we doing? What are we doing with swords? It's gonna be a we need to talk about Kevin situation. Have you seen that movie?
I love that movie.
Yeah, because you were inspired.
Yeah.
By Kevin.
Have you seen the drama?
His Robin Hood mentality?
I don't want to get into that, actually.
Anyways, it's so funny. I love it's a comedy.
We need to talk about Kevin. You just, laugh out loud funny.
You just need, I did because you just need to run fast. Bob and weave. He can't get all of you. Anyways, he only got the slow kids or uncoordinated. Anyways. Any final thoughts on the movie as we're wrapping up?
I think, is it Micah Monroe?
Yeah.
She did a great job.
I crush it.
Yeah. I thought she was great. All of her. She's also in It Follows.
Yes.
She's such a scream queen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see her in more stuff. But I don't want to see her in that, like, dramatic, like, romance movie that just came out.
Oh, Reminders of Him.
Yeah.
I heard it was not great.
You know, whatever. You got to work.
Yeah. And I, you know what? Hell yeah.
But I like most of the projects that she picks. I think she's great. Osgood Perkins, like I said,
love him.
Should just pitch ideas and have someone else write the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then also direct. I think he's fine at directing. Yes. Yeah.
He's great. He's great. Overall, I like this movie. The first half still just hits so hard. And then the end, it's just a little, needs like one more draft of like, hey, let's actually break this down. And what's going on here? I think that would really make it just absolutely hit harder. But if you like the film more, I don't really don't do this, but deadass, tell us why. Like, if you like the ending, I would love to hear why, because I love to be proven wrong, and also I like to hear other people's opinions, except when they're wrong. then I hate them.
Yeah, we're not going to agree with you. We're not going to like what you say, but...
I'll probably delete the comment, but I'll laugh at it after I delete it.
Idiot.
Moron. Delete. Yeah. But on that note, Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Absolutely, Katie. I hope you had fun, because I know I did.
I had so much fun. Out of 10, what are you thinking for Long Legs?
For Long Legs... give it like a 7.
7? Yeah.
Yeah.
I also give it a 7.
Really?
Solid. Solid 7.
I mean, I give it a 6.66.
Because of the devil? No.
No. But I'll round up to a 7.
That makes sense. Because you're a woman of science. science. The silliest thing I ask on this pod is, were you afraidy or not afraidy of Long Legs?
I was afraidy.
Okay.
I was afraidy the night that I saw it in the theater, and I was afraidy when I was at home watching it in the dark without my nightlight on, and then had to pause it and turn my nightlight on. Because, there's dark corners of my home.
And you said, is this the devil?
Is that the devil?
Is that the devil? Is that the devil?
Wait a second. Is that the devil? I said that.
Shit. I remember. This is the part of the show where you plug yourself. So tell us where they can find you.
Yes.
And I don't know when this is coming out, so if you have dates, they might not be correct, but also you could just say follow you or whatever you want.
Follow me on Instagram at smelly_farter. As we mentioned, the farts, and I forget that's how we started this podcast, talking about cake farts. At smelly farter. That's where you can find all my show dates and updates and my overshares on my stories.
Hell yeah. And guys, make sure to tune in to our Patreon. We have extended cuts there. Katie Afraidy on there, on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok sometimes. So follow us all there. Do it. And every episode, we like to end with shitty or good advice regarding the movie. I don't think about it till this very moment because you don't need to prep. Just improv. We got this. Okay, so my advice to everybody off of Long Legs would be...
Call your mom.
Call
see
your
what
mom.
She's up to.
She
I bet she's getting into something, and you might want to know.
Yeah.
Unless you had something better, Katie?
No, I don't think I got anything. I was like, oh, no. I was about to... I don't know where I was going. I kept saying, no. You know what? I'll just say what I first said. If you see a man covered in flour or baby powder, and you're like... I think I'm going to talk to this guy. Walk the other way. You're allowed to. Or hey, if a nun comes to your door and she's got a big ass doll.
Ugh, all the time it happens to me. Don't let her in.
Say no.
No thanks.
And you're allowed to do that.
Say no thanks, nun. I've got the devil on my side. And say it just like the psych ward guy. The gay man that runs the psych ward.
You're like, this is none of my business. Okay. On that note, Kelly, you've been great.
You've been great, Katie.
You've been great. You've been great. Amber, you've been great.
Amber, you've been great.
We will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
We did it.
That was fun.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
Daddy!
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.